This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rise and shine, Sleeping Beauty.
Do you know what today is?
Have you got any idea?
Today is Monday.
Yes, but also...
today is National All or Nothing Day.
What a way to start off this week!
All or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Just, I hate Mondays.
Well, let's think about that.
Think positive, think positive.
Right. Well, let's get this show on the road then, shall we?
Monday's a tough day to have all or nothing day. It really is. Maybe it's more like nothing.
Yeah, it's
a lot more like nothing.
Yeah. It's more like nothing on a Monday. Minute after 6 o'clock right now. Hey, Stevie Nicks, I like your flowing robe.
I knew you were going to say something about this on air. I'm wearing a kimono, if anybody knows what that is. But
yeah,
like,
when she spins, she puts her arms out and spins.
I'm
like
flowy.
Stevie Nicks.
Just like the white winged dove.
Again, sounds just like her. Amazing. Your
wow.
Impressions get better every single week.
Oh, thank you.
That's called sarcasm.
In case you hadn't recognized.
Yeah.
Gonna be another hot one today, man. I'm gonna tell you, last night I checked the temperature at it was almost between 10 and 10:30, still 80.
Oh.
My wife wanted to go walking around the apartment.
No.
When'd we go? 7:30.
I tried that with Danny. He was like, no.
Did you go?
Yeah. We went for 30 minutes, super power walk. I mean, by the end, I was like...
She's standing hot. You got to keep up, pal.
And then she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like,
gonna keep getting hotter this week, by the way. 88 today with a few isolated storms. 90 tomorrow. 95 on Wednesday. 95 on Thursday.
Nah, great.
Been flying solo for so long.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:23. Tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters do their magic on the court at the Joel. It's coming up soon. Is that August 6th, 7th? When is it?
I think it's the 8th. 7th?
It's very soon.
I read it and I forgot.
6th or 7th. They got two shows, 6th and 7th. I don't know which shows.
I'm sorry. Yes, August 7th at LJVM.
All right, here we go. Secret Sounds of Summer. What is this?
Layup, as the Harlem Globetrotters would do.
Okay,
here we go. This is the Secret Sound of Summer, number 6. What is this sound? And when you listen, think summer.
I have not a single clue what that is.
Guys, literally, I walked in there. I was like, this is super easy.
Why do we let him do these things?
Let's listen again. Close your eyes. Listen.
I'm uneasy about this. Something about that noise makes me cringe.
Mm.
Must be something about cooking.
Was that because my eyes rolled back in my head? Was that it?
Yeah, you're over here saying,
What is that secret sound of summer? Good for some Globetrotters tickets. Good luck. I still don't know it.
Nope.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Tickets to see the Globetrotters at the Joel and the Secret Sound of Summer. It was a little easier when I heard it, you know, on the air rather than just in the studio crappy little, it's called a cue speaker. I don't know what's coming out of that thing, but static. All right, we'll play it for you again. Here's the Secret Sound of Summer today. What is this sound? And when you listen, Think summer. Think summer. Okay, there you go. 680 Wolf, go. What is it?
Hey, is it the sound of burgers on a grill?
Bingo, that's it. You got it.
I can smell them now.
What's your name?
Amanda,
congratulations. We have tickets for you to see the Harlem Globetrotters at the LJVM Coliseum on August 7th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hold on the line. That made me hungry for a grilled burger now.
Yeah, it does. You can hear the grease dripping.
I can eat one at any time. Just the way God made you on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase, good morning to you. We're glad you're here. Hope you had an awesome weekend. What'd you do this weekend? Anybody do anything fun, anything exciting, anything that worth mentioning that you did over the weekend? No.
Gearing up for the house move.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're doing that.
Moving to the new house. You got the most exciting life right now, I think, of the three of us.
Exciting or exhausting?
It's exciting times, man. This is life changing stuff. These are life moments you're going through here.
The more I get into it, the more I'm like, whew, yeah, there's a lot of little things I wasn't thinking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the way it goes. But hey, you know what, man? Big deal. Closing day on the house coming up just a couple of days. Moving stuff in over the weekend. It's big stuff.
$700 AC fixes when you least expect it. Mowing the lawn. That's a lot of fun stuff coming for you, but I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I'm really happy for you.
But it will rain on your parade.
But I will rain on your parade.
I thought so.
All right, 6:42. Good vibing coming up here in about 10 minutes. 5 after it's 7:05.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf show next.
My grandfather took
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
So I talked to a friend of mine over the weekend, just catching up, hadn't talked in a while, used to work together. He said, hey man, guy that lives two houses down from me won a lottery jackpot. This is in Laurinburg. That's right, Scotland County. He buys one of those 100 times tickets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hit it and got $2
million. Wow.
But what's interesting about the $2 million is that, you know, you got the option on the annuity or the lump sum. So he took the lump sum and got $1.2 million. Then once you decide on what you want to do, then the tax man comes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We can't have you taking all that money home. We need our cut.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the time he cashed out the $2 million, it was $849,000.
Are you kidding me? I mean, that's still a lot of money. Yeah, but
he won $2 million, and he ends up with $849,006.
And if I'm correct, at the end of the year, he has to file it for state.
There's another tax. Yeah. Yeah, there's another tax. So you better get some good advice if you win that lottery prize. Just go ahead and wrestle it around.
I thought it was going to be quiet.
Anywhere you want it. There you go.
Okay. Sorry.
It's all right.
You feel
Jason,
better?
Do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go.
Why don't you adjust her microphone further?
Yeah. I got shunned.
Hey, there was an 83-year-old woman in Utah. She is now a fifth-degree black belt in karate.
Nice.
There's a kicker.
Good.
There's a kicker on this. Chuck Norris himself awarded it to her.
What?
That the Chucker!
The coolest thing ever.
And Chuck's 80 now, I think. Chuck is, I think, literally he's 80.
I wouldn't fight him, though. No. She got into karate 15 years ago when her 11-year-old granddaughter started taking lessons. She said, I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
Look at her now. Chuck Norris
Good
awarded
for
her.
Man. That's great.
That's awesome. Well, if you go to Kansas City, Missouri, you're going to see something a little strange in one of the towns. There is a whole, just group or block of little tiny houses, which I don't know if y'all ever seen the inside of them. They're pretty cool the way they build these things and can have everything inside of a very small square footage for people.
Yeah, could you live in a tiny house? I could too. I'm alone.
Alone all day. But otherwise, I think I'd just be bumping into Danny Frank would be driving me nuts. There's no escape. Anyways, so over there in Kansas City, Missouri, they've been working for 2 years to work with the Veterans Community Project to build 13 homes for veterans in the region. It's just a place, you know, that they can stay in. They're not going to end up on the street like a lot of veterans do. It's just a way to help take care of people who served our country.
That's a disgrace. The way mm-hmm. some of them have been treated, to mm-hmm. disgrace.
I know. And they're just, this Veterans Community Project is working really hard to get them all home so that they're not on the street. And I think this is something that should be implemented everywhere. How cool would that be? Maybe not even just for vets, but for homeless people in general, somewhere they can learn to budget and you know, eat and stay healthy and kind of combat their substance abuse if there is any.
If you served our country, you should not have any debts.
That's
in America.
Exactly right.
Oh, amen. So amen. Agree. But more things like that would be just make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
7:05, 5 after laughter coming up. I don't know about you. This is Chris Lane.
I don't know about you, but I never.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, and yes, we're discussing things that seem ordinary that most other people have done, but you haven't done.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Like Annie was talking about how she hears about it. Everybody goes on these cruises.
Yeah.
But she's never been able to do it. She's never gone on a cruise.
I was hesitant at first, but you'll love it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know. I've just never been, you know? I'll try anything once.
I'm done with cruising. I got burned on it years ago.
I believe it, though.
So more, not done. Out of here. Not going to do any more.
Well, after that singles cruise you told me about.
Well, I used to go on one of those every year, man. Every year.
Ward him out. Ward him out.
Ew. I am so grossed out right now.
Because I went on a singles cruise? Don't act like you're...
No, because Chase is hyping up your single madness, and you were over here making eyes like, yeah, you were boning every woman on the cruise.
No, I wasn't. That's not what was going on.
Your face said otherwise.
You're just looking for something to stir.
No, I'm just your face. I feel like my dad is talking about doing the dang thing, and hey, I don't want to be around it.
The reason why we were so excited is because you haven't been on a cruise and you haven't seen the buffets.
Right, the buffets are the best.
That would be the reason, Dale, you would go on a singles cruise just for the dang food. You don't even want nothing to do with the females.
Let me tell you what happened one time. Me and my buddy were on this cruise, and we were docked in the Bahamas, and neither one of us had any interest in going into the Bahamas, wherever we were. I forgot where we were docked in, but we didn't want to go. We'd been there before. So we stayed on the ship. And we were just sitting there, just killing time between buffets. We got up. We had a huge breakfast. Everybody goes on their little shore excursion.
The boat's empty.
Yeah, we go up and get a table on the deck in the shade. And we're just catching the breeze and watching the goings-on. Before you know it, it's time for them to wheel out lunch.
Great. Great.
Lunch comes out, and we're so tired, I guess. And before you know it, it's like 4:30. It's like, man, we got to get a shower and get ready for dinner.
How does it feel to know your life rotates around food?
At that time, it was just, you know, but when you're on that ship and you've got all that at your fingertips, you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Of course you are.
So ordinary things that you feel like most everybody else has done, but you haven't. Like, watch, somebody said they've never seen a Star Wars movie. Never seen one.
I'm trying to think of other things that go with this, but cruise is always the first one that pops in my mind every time this question's asked.
I've never been to New York City.
Okay.
I've never ate at Jason's Deli.
Wow.
Never been to Jason's Deli.
I don't think I've ever ate at Tex and Shirley's.
I was there this weekend.
We're back to food again. How did we get here?
Our life circles around.
Yeah, that's right. How about you? Things that other people have done that you haven't. Is it something that's big? Is it something that's small? What is it? 680-WOLF, text or call.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been
ordinary stuff that other people have done that you haven't done, or you feel like that everybody's done except for you.
Our go-to girl, Alicia, just texted me. Here's what she said. I've never broken a bone, smoked pot, or ate caviar. I've never been on a cruise either. I don't think I'll ever go on one after watching those people get stuck at the start of COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking about horrific.
The buffet, though. If you get stuck on the boat, they gotta feed you.
That's true. Going over to Facebook, I actually see where a lot of people are in the same boat as me, never been on a cruise. So glad I'm not alone there. I cannot believe Emily Greenwood, she said she's never been to a concert.
I've seen a little
small nobody concert. Like, I can't believe that you've never been to a concert. It's wild.
I always tell people, you know, you're going to have to graduate your concert experiences in reverse. Don't go to the blowout one first, because from there on, everything is disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like I remember, like, a lot of kids will go to see, like, Trans-Siberian Orchestra mm-hmm. for their first concert. And I'm like, I tell them, okay, it's downhill from here on out because every show does not look like this.
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
You know?
I see someone said I've never been to the Grand Canyon. Pretty specific. Someone else said I've been ziplining. Didn't think about that. I don't think I've ever been ziplining either. At least not like a big adventure through the trees. Like, well, I've done like a little zipline.
Here's the thing about ziplining. Know yourself before you go all the way up to the zipline and then you get up there and have a freak out and won't do it. That causes a problem with the line, okay? But a lot of people will do that. They'll get up there, they think, oh, this will be fun. And then when they get up there, they have a freak out and they cannot go off of the platform.
Quite a few people also said they have never gotten a tattoo, which I know you two fit that script as well.
And never will.
Right.
I would get a tattoo, I think, like a small one, but I don't like needles at all.
I think I may have the word gonzo tattooed on my forehead when I retire.
I want to tell y'all what the number one answer I think is. And if anybody is in the same boat as this person, we need to know 100%.
This what you're getting ready to tell us is the number one answer for I've never done blank.
Yeah, because it's so wild and crazy that you've never done this. I feel like most everybody has.
Really?
Now, it's from a joint account, so I don't know whether it was Duncan or Terry, Brian, but it's both of them.
Oh, I got to think about this. I don't know what this is going to be.
Oh.
The suspense is killing them.
I know. Now, just to clarify, this is the number one answer.
Yeah, it blew my mind. It's going to blow yours, too.
All right, coming next.
How'd you know to wear your hair like that? How'd you know
All right, I'm dying to know. She said right before we went to Dustin Lynch there, she can't believe this number one answer is like, I can't believe you've never done this. So without further ado, what we're doing, by the way, if you just joined us, we're talking about ordinary things that people have done or it seems ordinary. I think everybody's done it, but I've never done it.
Okay. Like I said, this one blew my mind. And again, this is from a joint account. So I don't know whether it was Duncan or Terry Bryan, but it was one of them. They said they have never used an ATM.
Stunned silence.
Isn't that not wild? Like, it's just so calm. That is seriously, that's like saying I've never been, I don't know, never walked into a Walmart or something. I don't know, it's just wild.
Never used an ATM.
So do they
go to the window or inside?
They probably carry all cash. They deal strictly in cash.
Time to check their mattress.
But yeah,
that's where all their cash is.
How do you never use an ATM?
All right, so dealing strictly in cash. Somebody shot me a message and said I've never seen a Godfather movie, ever.
Okay.
Once again, things that are just totally understandable.
Oh, I've never seen Mission Impossible.
We know. You've never seen a whole list of movies. Don't even get started.
I've never seen Top Gun. Never seen Mission Impossible. Never seen...
Look, man, I got to be honest with you. To be 30 years old and have never seen Top Gun, dude, that's something wrong with that.
Yeah, there is. I'm not going to lie. I can't argue.
Have you used an ATM, though?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. Right. Again, exactly.
I have to link up to my Cayman Island bank account somehow.
That's a direct link right there. Yeah. So, yeah, those are ordinary things that people say, well, everybody else has done it, or they do it, but I've never done it.
If you can top never using an ATM or blow my mind like that comment did, I'm going to need for you to call or text us at 680-WOLF.
Or text your cell phone, 336.
No.
It's going to be tough to beat that one, I'll tell you.
40HP Johnson on a flat.
To all the local celebrities of the triad, Jimmy Forrest of Welcome, Christine Thomas of Winston-Salem, Michaela Curry of Greensboro, Tabitha Randall of Winston-Salem, Timothy Bradshaw of Pleasant Garden, Kristen Hunt of Graham, Brittany Norris of Blues Creek, Morgan Anderson of Eden, Candy Hauser of Yakinville, and Zach Lineback of Mount Airy. Got some really cool celebrity birthdays. It's funny that all this talent is on one day. These local celebrities share your birthday with Taylor Momsen, who's 28. Kate Beckinsale is 48.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Harrison is 50. Jason Statham is 54. Sandra Bullock is 57. Kevin Spacey is 62. Helen Mirren is 76. And Mick Jagger is 78 today.
Helen Mirren, 76, and still hot.
I was going to say, I kind of have a thing.
Still hot.
Of course you do. If you'd like to get your birthday on our shout-out list, you can go to 931wolfcountry.com and submit it there. Or send us a DM, Facebook, and Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:05 and Law and Order time. So when you know you've had a few drinks and somebody's trying to tell you you might be wrong, confused, acting a little weird.
Bite them.
That's normally what happens.
You really should believe them. Here's what happened to this guy named Joe Olmstead. Joe is 33 years old and he was headed to a party on Monday. He was excited. But he must have been doing a little pre-gaming because he was already drunk when he left for the party. Mm-hmm. So he shows up in the neighborhood where he thinks the party is and rolls up in the driveway. Woo! I'm here.
Ready to go.
Homeowner comes out and says, there's no party, sir. I think you got the wrong address. You might have the wrong neighborhood because these neighborhoods look a lot alike. You might try the other neighborhood over there. I saw some other cars over there. He goes
reasonable over, explanation.
Yeah, nice guy, sounds like.
Goes over in the other neighborhood, wheels up in a driveway with a couple of cars in front. Woo! I'm here. Wrong.
Oh, man.
Still at the wrong house. By now, he's insisting that he's at the right house.
Of course.
No. The party's here. No. You're still at the wrong house.
You come take a look inside and see how not fun it is here.
So the owner called the police. They showed up, and the police immediately recognized that Joe was probably inebriated. They gave him a breathalyzer test. He was 4 times the legal limit over. They arrested him for drunk driving and some other things, like disturbing the peace, because he continued to yell and not in the driveway of the guy's house. So he's doing court next month.
That first guy, though, the house he showed up to, sounds like a really nice guy. Yeah. Hey, look, sorry, there's another neighborhood looks like it, you know.
Yeah, and you know, he's probably right. It's probably those cookie-cutter neighborhoods. They all do look alike.
Oh, yeah.
Try the one over here. The other guy was just like, I'm going to get rid of this guy easy. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, party's over there.
Party's over there. Over yonder.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
So they're not going to implement this until August the 2nd. So we have another week until that happens. But the National Weather Service is going to start sending emergency alerts to your cell phones for severe thunderstorms that they deem destructive.
Great. Heart attacks on the way.
So you would get a notification like you would an Amber Alert or a tornado warning. But this time, if the mile an hour of winds is over 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's okay.
And the hail is the size of a baseball.
Right.
Heads up, you're going to get a notification.
Okay. Right.
Which, by the way, if that's heading towards me, great. Send me a notification.
I need to know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The skies and the trees wouldn't tell you that already, though.
Yeah, so just heads up. We're going to do this thing for the next 2 weeks because technically the Olympics go through this week and next week.
Yeah.
We're going to do every day an update of the total medal count and where the U.S. stands.
Because the day's really almost over over there now. Yeah.
So most of their stuff happens late at night because in Tokyo time, add 1 hour, 9:25, and flip it so it's p.m. there.
Yeah.
So when it's late night here, they're getting their thing on there.
Yeah.
So the United States is currently leading with 7 gold medals.
All right.
14 total.
Nice.
Japan is number 2 with 7 gold medals, 11 total. And China is number 3 with 6 gold and 15 total.
USA! USA! USA!
How did we do that at the exact same time? That was wild.
last night there was a big match. I always pronounce it. Katie. Anyway, 400 meter freestyle. First of all, Who can swim straight 400 meters?
I was saying, can you imagine 400 meters of butterfly?
I was walking Danny, because I was on swim team. I was walking him through how this works.
He's Katie Ledeck.
He's like, so freestyle, you can swim however you want. I was like, no, baby, freestyle is that type of swim.
You get in the water.
Everybody was just doing what they wanted to, and someone chose like butterfly or something. Oh my God, they'd be so far behind, it'd be ridiculous.
I'd be laying on my back, backstroking it the whole way.
Yeah. And she came in second. So she got silver and did not get gold. But it was a close call, as always. These things are really super close down to the tenths. But
remember one of the Batman movies, the Val Kilmer movie, Batman movie, where Jim Carrey was in it and he's playing the Joker and shoved the guy out this window, and then he's watching him fall down this huge cliff. Mm-hmm. And I think it was an ad lib, but Jim Carrey says, "Ooh, nice form, but a little rough on the landing.
Yeah.
You may have to settle for the bronze."
I remember that. That was good.
Yeah.
On this date in 1896, the first movie theater opened and charged a whopping 10-cent admission fee.
Gosh, man.
Talk about inflation.
it's a minimum of 12 a ticket now. To get
Today is National Aunt and Uncle's Day.
Oh, good me.
Or aunt and uncle, whichever one you want to pronounce it. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know George Washington? Yeah, he invented instant coffee. Not that George Washington, though.
Oh.
The guy came to America from Belgium in the late 1800s and started manufacturing instant coffee in 1910. I don't like instant coffee at all.
There's no way they can make that stuff taste good. It's just nasty.
Grainy, I think. And it just...
What, do you just pour water over some coffee grounds? I've never had hot water into coffee grounds.
I have never. What? I've never Hold had on. Instant coffee.
What is the difference in putting the hot water over the coffee grounds or putting in a machine and putting the hot water over the coffee grounds?
Okay, instant coffee is if you don't have a filter and you just need to put the coffee grounds into it, pour the hot water on it, and it dissolves the grounds.
Oh. Science.
Not sure that's an accurate explanation.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need.
You know, I play these guys, and I've never mentioned this before. It's from the Did You Know department. Parmalee, back in 2010 or something, they got in a shootout outside. True story, outside of a club they were playing in Rock Hill. And these two guys tried to rob them, and they had guns. And, you know, one of the guys in the band pulls his own gun, and a gunfight broke out right outside the club there.
Oh, my.
And killed one of the guys.
Wow.
That tried to rob them. I mean, it was crazy. These guys tried to come in. There was a hold up, the robbery, and the other guy, one of the guys in the band, got his own gun. Boom, boom, boom. The Wild West breaks out.
Dale with the good news.
I mean, it's one of these weird stories. Like, whoa, really?
That's wild.
Never would have thought that ever.
All right, so coming next, there's something new that they're cluing me in on. I feel left out. Well, I'm going to fix that today.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stand nowhere?
Wake Up With The Wolf Show. So, I guess, I can't remember which one the first one of you to mention to me about this.
Me.
It's called Crumble Cookie.
No E on the end. I like to make that a known fact.
Yeah, it just ends with the L. And tell me about this, because I'm feeling left out because both of you have tried it.
So they're like gourmet cookies. I mean, they're as big as your head. I mean, they're humongous. Like what do they call? Cat head biscuit. Mm-hmm. It's like the size of that.
Frisbee size cookies.
Yeah. And they're made like fresh every day in-house. But the thing about them is that they have signature flavors every week that you can't get until they decide to bring them back again.
Yep.
So it keeps you wanting more. It keeps you coming in to try all the flavors. So like last week was carnival themed. And so they had like the caramel apple and what did you say it was? The funnel cake kind of flavor?
Cinnamon funnel cake.
So, and they always have a chocolate chip, like two different kinds. One with the regular like chocolate chips in it and one with the dark chocolate, the semi-sweet, I think. Anyways, delicious cookies. 4 for like $10. It's not bad for the size that they are. And then the flavors you get to try. But I don't know.
Where do you go to go to this place?
I guess it's called Wendover Plaza.
Yeah, where the Target is over there in Wendover.
Mm-hmm. I know where that's at.
Next to Cookout.
Yeah.
Right there in the corner.
Right behind Cookout, literally.
All right.
And I know I went. We went one day, and I think I got in there about 11:30, 12. I mean, nobody was in there. I was in and out in like 2 minutes. But they have a humongous staff back there just churning out the cookie dough and everything they're doing. And I know they're also bringing one to Winston-Salem here soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not part of that shopping center that's up there where the Mexican restaurant is.
It is in those buildings. Yeah.
Okay. It's right on the end beside Tropical Smoothie. Now, I went on Friday. The wife and I went on Friday for the first time. We said, all right, we'll see what the hype's all about. We just got done devouring Cookout. It's right next door. Why not? Go over there and try the caramel apple. But like she said, they change every week. Today is cake batter, sea salt toffee.
Oh, yes.
Peach cobbler, chocolate cake, and strawberries and cream.
So I'll be ordering 2 4-for-10s so I can try all the flavors, but also get my chocolate chips in.
Gotta get your chocolate chip on.
That thing was so good.
All right, so.
So you're going to resolve this remedy today?
We're going. I got to get some anyways. We're going.
Yeah, I can't. Fear of missing out, man. I got to do it.
County Road 230.
I'ma see my Dixieland alight. That's how we do, fancy light.
Spring it in the truck, man, all the way home. That's how we do. That's how we do. It's the Wake Up the Wolf Show. Done all the damage we can do. Got to go. It's the end of the show. Katie and Company coming up next.
Cole Swindell on the Superstar Power Hour.
Hey, y'all, it's Cole Swindell.
Stop.
And another perfect impression.
Thank you.
He'll work on a new one for us tomorrow. Guys, have a great day. It's going to be hot. A couple isolated storms possible. 88. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'Reilly Auto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.